It is Friday, March 29th. I'm Caroline Vincent, once again in for Ike Morgan. You're listening to Down in Alabama. First things first, let's cover the Crimson Tide rolling on to the Elite Eight. Alabama basketball under Nate Oates has achieved something it hasn't done in 20 years. It secured a berth in the NCAA Tournament Elite Eight on Thursday, beating North Carolina 89-87 in the Sweet 16 at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Grant Nelson led the way for the Tide, finishing with 24 points and 12 rebounds. Alabama might have been the underdog entering Thursday's matchup, but the Tide was going down swinging, if at all. Both teams had 10-0 runs at different times in the first half. And the fourth-seeded Crimson Tide had stuck with number one North Carolina all game, never letting the matchup get out of hand. And after a three-point scoring barrage from the Tar Heels in the first half, UA put the clamps on in the second, and UNC made just one of its first 11 from deep in the second, giving Alabama a chance to pull off the upset and move on to its second Elite Eight in program history. With the victory, Alabama equaled its best run ever in the NCAA tournament. The Crimson Tide's lone previous Elite Eight run came under head coach Mark Gottfried in 2004. The Crimson Tide will face another team that pulled off an upset on Thursday. Clemson, the number six seed in the West region, beat number two Arizona just before Alabama's game. The Tigers beat the Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa early in the 2023-24 regular season. Clemson took that one 85-77. The Tide and Tigers will meet on Saturday in the Elite Eight game at the same venue for a chance to move on to the Final Four in Phoenix. CBS announced during Thursday's game that Saturday's matchup is scheduled for approximately 7:50 p.m. Central Time on TBS and True TV. Tuskegee University will introduce a new flight school in the fall, allowing students to train on the field used by the Tuskegee Airmen, thanks to a $6.7 million in federal funding. The flight school will offer a bachelor's degree in aviation science, pending approval from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, according to the news release. The degree program will have two components: one that focuses on aviation sciences like aerodynamics, aircraft structures, and meteorology, while the other will provide flight training, giving students the skills to earn their private and commercial pilot certificates. The school hopes not only to continue the tradition of excellence in aviation set by the Tuskegee Airmen, the first black flying unit in the United States military who fought in World War II and were one of the most highly decorated units in the Air Force, but to also help with the nation's worsening pilot shortage. The university said it will start the aviation program with about 25 students and expects to grow to more than 200 in the future. And did you know that beloved meteorologist James Spann is also a preacher? James Spann, chief meteorologist for ABC 3340 in Birmingham, preached the noon sermon at the Cathedral Church of the Advent on Maundy Thursday, drawing one of the largest crowds of the Lenten preaching series. "It's a time to show love and share blessings," he said. Quote, "This is the most special time of year for Christians. We should show the love of God in a tangible way," end quote. Spann leads the weekly children's worship service for 5 to 12-year-olds at Double Oak Mountain Community Church at the Mount Laurel campus, but missed the service last weekend to attend a commemoration of the 30th anniversary of the Palm Sunday tornado. That storm killed 20 people, including 6 children, and injured 70 at Goshen United Methodist Church in Piedmont. For more on all of these stories, you can, of course, head to AL.com. Ike will be back next week for your next edition of Down in Alabama. I've been Caroline Vincent, and Roll Tide.